Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's the 2-0. Swinging a long drive, left field. This is way, way back, and it's a grand slam for Anthony Rendon. Home run number 23 for Anthony Rendon gives the Nationals a 6-2 lead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, so impressive what the Nationals have done to get themselves back into the National League East race and also right there in the mix with the wild cards. It's a bit of a dilemma. Who's going to be buying and who's going to be selling, and why haven't we heard anything? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I shouldn't say anything, but certainly the Mets, also in that same division, have made a couple of deals, and so we're pleased to welcome Bob Nightingale from Phoenix, covers Major League Baseball and the trade deadline for USA Today, and it's always a pleasure to have him on the show. Bob, let's start with the New York Mets. They make a second move following the one that they did to bring in Marcus Stroman. Now they deal away Jason Vargas to the Phillies. What else are they planning?
Yeah, they're going to listen to Syndergaard and also Edwin Diaz. So, and Syndergaard, they don't have to trade him now. I think they will at some point, but they can wait till this winter. They don't get the price they want. Or even, you know, next July, depending where they are at the trade deadline, if they're a contender. Edwin Diaz, you know, it's not, you know, turned out the way they thought. Everybody's desperate for a closer now. You know, the Red Sox would love to have him. The Dodgers would love to have him. So, same thing. They don't have to trade him by any means. I'm just kind of sitting back to see what's offered.
So I saw a headline of a column that you wrote calling the Mets move for Marcus Stroman a stroke of genius. Why do you say that, Bob?
Well, I thought they got him for a cheap price. It was only their fourth and sixth best prospects. I was surprised to get him so cheaply. You know, this guy's been pitching lights out in the AL East, so he'll even be better in the National League with no DH. In this way, too, they kind of corner the market. So they corner the market, and they can trade Syndergaard if they want and still have a good pitching staff.
How much do you think this was a move about control by Brody Van Wagenen as you talk about cornering the market?
Well, I think big time. It's like there's hardly any, you know, good starters available, particularly with Madison Baumgartner. You know, it looks like he's staying in San Francisco. So now he's able to corner the market and say, okay, I'm going to kind of hoard these guys and deal them when I want at the price I want. So, you know, there's no big names out there this year. You know, when there's no way, David Cohn from back in the day or Cecil Sabathia or David Price, there's not that impact guy that someone's going to grab and say, okay, now they got that guy to go to the World Series. He just doesn't exist this year.
Who is likely to move then? You mentioned Madison Bumgarner likely staying put in San Francisco. What else could we see among pitchers?
Well, I think we'll see a Robbie Ray from the Arizona Diamondbacks for sure. He's a guy who strikes out 10, 11 guys to start. But he only goes 5 innings, sometimes 6 innings, so doesn't go deep in games. But I think you'll get a lot for him. I think Cleveland is still trying to trade Trevor Bauer, but we'll see, you know, if teams are willing to give up some pitching return, because, you know, the Indians are still right there in the race, so they just can't give up on the race. But I think they would like to trade him now as long as they get some pitching back. You know, otherwise, it's very, very thin out there.
Bob Nightingale of USA Today with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio as we approach Major League Baseball's one and only trade deadline this season. Were you expecting that having a single trade deadline might change things, might make things a little more frenetic?
You know, I thought it might a little bit, at least the smaller trades, because usually August were only trades were, you know, relievers that people really don't want or big bloated contracts. You know, once in a while you'd have a Justin Verlander, But even that trade, Detroit had to pay part of his salary. So I thought there might be smaller trades, but right now it's been very quiet. Here we are less than 48 hours before the trade deadline. It really is one of the quietest trade deadlines I think anybody has seen in recent years.
So what are teams waiting for?
I think too many teams are in the race, and teams can't decide whether to buy or sell. So a lot of GMs are talking among themselves and saying we should push that trade deadline back next year to, you know, August 15th. That way you'll have more certainty whether you're a buyer or seller. Right now, particularly the National League wildcard race, just about everybody's in the race, so nobody wants to sell.
It's been pretty interesting to see teams like the Nationals and the Giants, you talk about the NL, make these late pushes. Even the Mets getting closer to 500. So you're right, there aren't a whole lot of teams who are willing to offer up what they have. We mentioned the pitchers. What about bats? Which bats could we likely see on the move?
Yeah, that's even a thinner market, Amy. I mean, you got, you know, Nick Castellano of Detroit Tigers, Gerard Dyson, and Adam Jones of Arizona. You know, even guys like Pablo Sandoval from San Francisco, he's staying put now, along with Kevin Pillar. So very thin out there. You know what I mean? D. Gordon's being shot from Seattle. You know, that sort of thing. Seattle should be embarrassed. I mean, they haven't been to playoffs since 2001. You know, they got all the money to roll up there. But, you know, no team should ever go almost two decades without making the playoffs. It's hard to believe.
Mm. The San Diego Padres had been part of some trade conversations, and certainly they made a big move to get Manny Machado. It's just right now in the NL West, it's the Dodgers and everybody else. When you look at San Diego, would you consider them to be a team that might make some moves at this deadline, or is just going to play this season out?
Well, I think they may make some moves, and they're planning to be a contender next year. So they could trade their closer, Kirby Yates. He's on the market. And they also could be a buyer. They like Noah Syndergaard a lot. But, you know, today they kept saying the price tag is just too high. They're not willing to meet it. But, yeah, they're not, you know, they might be a player right now, but they'll certainly be a player this winter. And, a long time has passed for the Padres, too. And I think they're knocking the door because that's such a great farm system.
Bob Nightingale of USA Today with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio, monitoring what right now is a relatively quiet, actually really quiet, trade deadline as it approaches. In the NL Central, we've got Cubs and Cardinals who are in a dead tie. And, of course, then had the same record for the Nationals, though they did win on Monday night. But how thin is the separation among those teams at the top of that race?
Well, I think the Cubs people will tell you they're underachieving, that they should be running away with this. And they're lucky the division has been as weak as it is. So if nobody does anything in the division, I do think the Cubs, you know, run away from the pack. But St. Louis is right there, you know, with a bunch of injuries. And the Brewers are just a game back. But the Brewers, you know, need some starting pitching, you know, to hang in the race. So it's, you know, a very winnable division for anybody. And the Washington Nationals, they're as impressive as anybody, you know, right there with the Giants, you know, dead and buried in May, talking about firing people and selling off parts. You know, now, you know, climbing, what, 4.5 games out, first place in the NL East, you know, right there in first place in the wild card.
Mm.
That's the one team that can be very, very dangerous to the Dodgers in National League playoffs just because they can run out a Scherzer, a Strasburg, and a Patrick Corbin, 1-2-3, and give anybody fits.
It's always interesting to see how teams get the 2020 hindsight and look back on moves that they made or did not make. And I thought it was interesting what you were tweeting about earlier on Monday, the Brewers having such a great regret over Wade Miley. How come?
I mean, he's been pitching lights out for Houston. And this is the American League, where it's a tougher place to pitch. I want to say he's got a 1.95 ERA his last five starts. And just, he's exactly what the Brewers needed. A guy that gives you innings, he takes the ball every fifth day. He's only making $4.5 million. So, yeah, huge mistake by the Brewers. And now they're trying to compensate and grab some starters to help them get through this. And I don't know if they can get it done.
So, Bob, how much of the next 36 hours will you spend with your eyes closed sleeping?
Yeah. Sometimes the eyes closed with the phone on, so I'll hear alerts and things like that. But yeah, you figure out, everything's East Coast time anyway. So, you got to get up early because the GMs will be up about 7 o'clock in the morning out east, and probably about, 6 in the morning out west, just because to catch up. But yeah, it's a fun time. It's just a, once this is over, we can tell who is really serious about contending and who's more serious about winning until next year.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.